Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of everybody's favorite podcast, hashtag I'm with Bozo. I am your host, Grant Fussell, aka it is your boy G, and I'm very excited to be coming at you guys live tonight on a White Rice Wednesday. That is correct. We are doing the podcast this week on a very special day for me. As you guys know, I love Survivor, and we will be seeing who's voted out tonight. Tonight is a very special episode, as you will only be getting me if you follow this podcast, which I'm sure most of you do. We let everybody pick the next guests for the next episode, and had a little bit of a malfunction this week with the people that were supposed to be on this week's episode, aka the bottom feeder boys. Brett and Paul just kind of gave up, said nobody ever listened to the podcast, which is false because I got the views recorded. I know how many people listen to the podcast. They're just basically butthurt and didn't want to come on here because they're basically the worst team in the league, almost, I think, close to. And I guess didn't really want to face the fire. Brett's a little probably out of the loop at this point, as he's probably not paying too much attention anymore as they've been out for a while. And, I mean, BB, like they said, this is a dynasty thing or a something. They say they got more teams than just our league. So, I mean, I hope that BB / Paul is good enough, I guess, to not be on the hot seat in the other leagues that he's on. Because on this one, he definitely can't cut it. And I probably know he didn't want to be on because it was basically a farewell tour for him. Because he's probably not coming back next year in this league. Because he definitely doesn't have what it takes to manage a team in this league. That is for sure. So cheers to them too. I hope they can right the ship maybe next year if he comes back. I doubt it. Hopefully they're doing good in their other leagues, which given from what I've seen, probably not. But you know, the show must go on. Cuddy Sark, Nick Sarkisian was the other guest. I guess we'll call them the Baylor boys now. They bailed out on your boy, leaving him hanging, which is no big deal. Nick had to go to a Red Wings game yesterday, oops, and then is on a trip to New York City for the rest of the week, which is very odd to me because I'm sure there's going to be a time where you're at your hotel just chilling for like an hour or 45 minutes, but that's none of my business, neither here nor there. I digress the situation. I'm left with what we're here with. Shout out to Rye Dog giving me the idea to just come on and do what we're about to do. This will be good for the fans, as I will have some fan interaction involved, given some stuff that I had come across this past weekend, which leads me right into the first point of the show. I am here. We always catch up. We're friends first. It's me. I'm doing good. It's your boy, G. Just had the annual game night over at EZ's house. Saw Ely, saw Igor, saw some of the Bozos. KG made the flight back in. It was good to see him again. Got some good interaction from the fans of this league that I didn't even know listened to the podcast. It was good to see that we reach out to, you know, people that I didn't even know that look forward to seeing listening to this. So I'm sure they will love this. Roz, Kenny, talking to you, baby. Appreciate you always. Everything's good so far. So let's get right down to it. We're at the breaking point of the season for most people. We have one regular season week left in the league. And I am going to I'm going to touch base basically on kind of what got everybody to where they are now. Just a little quick recap. Obviously, you see you got Cuddy Sark recuperating and Hot Chub Chime Machine at the bottom three. Obviously, the bottom feeder / Baylor boys. Ain't nobody got time for them no more either, I guess. It's kind of been it's been a tough road. I'll give obviously all of them some type of credit for trying to do something different, I guess, than what they've been doing. But the results seem to speak for themselves. Cody Sark is a victim of the schedule. I'll definitely give him that. I mean, he played basically everybody that played their best week. Not everybody, but played their best week. But in the beginning of the season, he had a shot. And he just kind of got behind the eight ball too early. And his team started to fall apart. And down to the cellar he goes. Recuperating, he just trades everybody away. I mean, that's his downfall every year. We already know that. Hot Chubb, I mean, he had a chance too. It just comes down to bad managing, bad coaching. I mean, obviously, they had great players set in the right place to do what they needed to do. They really couldn't do it. I don't know if it was locker room issue, management issue, head coaching issue, personnel. I don't know. When they came on, it seemed that everything was looking pretty good for them. And I think it was right either before or after the Chubb injury. But nonetheless, down to the cellar they go. Leads me to the middle of the tier pack, the 9-4 bunch is where the real meat and the potatoes of this league comes into play. A lot of good teams, sound strategies, good personnel, good managing, a lot of good things. It took a lot of stellar performances from certain teams to beat these guys when they didn't have a chance. Certain teams didn't have a chance that they ended up winning. I saw a lot of good matchups through these six teams. So we got Fuku currently in ninth and Fiddle My Kittle. Porkchop on the outside looking in. Fuku had it going, had the mojo going there. Right after his podcast episode, he won a few in a row. He was right up into that. I think he even got up into fourth maybe. I know I got, when I was, there was a couple I lost a few weeks in a row. I got down into sixth or maybe even seventh, but everything was so close. I think Fuku was up there in the four or five range, tied there with EZ and Brady Bunch for a minute and Collusion. So there was a lot of moving pieces in this part of the league this year. Fiddle My Kittle was mainly the bottom feeder in the beginning, and he made some moves, did some things to get to better his team. And I mean, he's right there in the middle of the pack. Kind of reminds me of like a like Wisconsin Badger team this year, kind of middle of the pack, supposed to be good. Obviously he changed his name to Fiddle My Kittle. He didn't do too much. Then he had a 40 point week last week. I know it might be a little too late. And then Pork Chops, he was also very early off bottom feeder-esque, sitting down there in the dungeon. He also was one of the avid trading guys to try to, you know, better his team. I got to give him some credit for making moves, getting his team into a playoff picture, potentially. He had to win out. I think it was for the last 4 or 5 weeks he had to win out. I mean, he's done it. He's won the last four. He just beat Duncan, I think. I'll have to check. It's crazy to see Duncan was on, and he called that Igor was going to win out and make it to the playoffs, and then his only other loss was going to be him. And, Porkchops played Hot Chubb last week. But I know he played Duncan, I think, recently. Is that? Yeah, the week before, he squeaked out a squeaker by three on week 12. So, Porkchops, I mean, you're doing what you need to do, baby. One more week, another big dub for you. If you get enough points, you might be able to squeak one out if things happen your way. I would have to look at some things for everybody else, but things are looking up for you. So then that leads me to where we're currently at with the top six. And I think the biggest roller coaster ride out of these six teams that are up here in the top six so far is definitely the guy that's in six right now, hashtag no collusion Corey, or collusion Corey. He's had a very up and down type of season. He had a strong draft. He's made some moves. He's been very, very active on the waiver wire. He's 55 moves. No budget left, but he started out pretty strong. I believe he fell off a little bit. He's been doing what he needs to do to keep himself in the position to where he needs to be. He's in the last playoff spot right now, and he's on a 2-game winning streak. So he's riding that high of that roller coaster, and I think he might be able to squeak it out and see what we can do to keep him in the playoffs. That leads me to the guy that's in fifth, EZ's team. I have to say, big shout out to you last week getting clapped, booty, clap, clap. You know what that is, son, two times. Double dip, two scoops, and a ooh, whoop. Yep. So another team who's made a lot of moves. I also think you're probably the scariest team besides Duncan in the league just due to the what you gave up and what you got. I mean, you've obviously been on the better end, I think, of majority of all of the trades that you've made. But you've been doing what you need to do and, you know, surviving the clappings from your boys. Flashtastic. Played you twice this year, clapped you both times. But, I mean, you know, like you said, it's hard to beat a team three times. So I'm hoping I don't see you again. Just like sorry, I had a hair in my eye. I just hope I don't see you again, you know? It's tough. Even fantasy, it's hard to beat a team three times. Players got to play better than those guys three times. That's tough to do. The Brady Bunch, he was my second roller coaster ride of the season. He was a very up and down, which I always know he's got good talent. He had some injuries early. He was able to pick up some guys in the free agency. I don't think he ever made any trades. I didn't look too much into the trade thing, but I know he's been on a roller coaster. I know it's been a roller coaster of emotions for him. But it's good to see that he's right in the ship. You know, he's on a 3-game winning streak. Brady Bunch coming in clutch. And he is on the inside looking out currently. He's got to take care of business. I know he's got a big, big matchup this week. I should have touched base on it when I was talking about EZ's team. But they're playing each other. And they're both in – he's in fifth. EZ's in fifth and Brady Bunch is in fourth. So matchup this week is going to be real big for them. But all in all for them, all those teams – very solid seasons, made a lot of moves. They weren't afraid to make moves when they had to put themselves in better spots to progress in the season. Pork Chops, I think, made obviously the most strategic and I would say best move so far because he's made the biggest jump from the bottom feeders to, you know, in seventh place. So I'm excited to see how this is going to play out. And then that now leads me to the top three locked dogs for this year. That would be yours truly, Splashtastic. I came out of the gate very hot. I was very high on my draft. I did exactly what I wanted to do in the draft, as you guys heard me say on my episode. And I think I started out like 4-0. I won, I think, my first week. I didn't start everybody I should have started that points-wise. I just went by what I was drafted, my draft guys, where I drafted them and where I thought they, you know, should be. And I think I squeaked one out and then made some adjustments. I picked up Gronk, which was huge, who didn't get drafted, which was awesome. But, you know, my season seems, I mean, it's been a little bit of a roller coaster. I started out super hot. I lost a few in a row at a bad time. A couple people got hurt. I missed Kyler Murray for 4 weeks. I was able, I mean, Mac Jones, you know, stepped in huge for me. And I just feel like my team is very... I see a lot of guys scoring points. I see their names a lot. So it's like I got a lot of guys that get touches. And I'm, you know, I think I've done what I've, so far to this point, I've done what I needed to do to get myself in the position to hold that Lombardi Trophy again. But I know there's a lot of work to be done, and I'm ready for the playoff push. Still coming at Rye Dog hard this week. Big matchup with Rye Dog, which leads me right to being the number two team. Me and him are playing this week. Last week of the regular season, me and him are both already locked in the playoff, fighting for the bye. Hashtag Bye Boys is what we call ourselves. Obviously going to be a good matchup. I mean, I do have a conspiracy theory feeling that is somewhat true based off past in this league. I know Duncan and Rye Dog have definitely had the byes before in this league. And I also definitely know that neither of them have their name on the Max trophy at Eric's house with a gold plate on it. So, who knows? Rye Dog, good luck. That leads me to the L Capitone, King Boy, Duncan. Obviously, everybody is always got to bring their A game against him. He's always on the prowl for waiver wire pickups, trades. He always drafts good. I mean, he basically did everything he needed to do to get to where he's at. He's number one seed. He's 11-2. He's only on a one-game winning streak. He just lost to Igor, but he was on like a 10-game or a 9-game winning streak before that. I was victim to it. So, Duncan, keep it rolling, baby. And hopefully I don't see you in the playoffs. But, okay, so that's kind of the little recap on how everybody got to be where they're at currently, where we sit now with 1 week left to go in the regular season. Let's get to that week 14 matchup and what I think is going to happen and just kind of look ahead to what everybody has in front of them. Basically, there's two big matchups that catch my eye this week. One, obviously being Eric's team and Brady Bunch, because they're fourth and fifth, fighting for basically the last lock. I mean, you win, you're in type deal. So there's, you know, survive in advance, NCAA bracket style, win and you're in, like do whatever at all costs, win this week no matter what. So that is obviously a huge matchup for both. And then the other big matchup, in my eyes, I guess I'd have to say there's two more because they both fare for each other, would be Pork Chops versus Fuku, and then No Collusion versus Cuddy Sark. So Pork Chops needs, basically Pork Chops and No Collusion, Corey and Eric, are basically in the same situation as Easy and C-Raj. So if they win, chances are they're going to get that last spot. I don't know if we did if we changed it to where the team with the most points gets in, or if it's just something we'd have to look at the rules, of course, go figure. I know it might have been talked about. Who knows? But so with the loser of Brady Bunch and Eric being fourth and fifth, and then Corey and Eric being sixth and seven, the loser of 4 and 5 is currently 8 and 5 right now. So the winner would be 8 and 6, and then the loser of that one would be 8 and 6. So it's all going to... It could come down to points between basically three teams would be Pork Chops, No Collusion, and then the loser of Brady Bunch and Eric. Because if Pork Chops and No Collusion both win, one of them is going to lose. So, like, it's a bunch of must-win games on, I guess you'd call it, Rivalry Sunday, the last week of the regular season when all the games are played. Yes, I said the games. So I'm very excited to see how everything's going to pan out. I will be watching intently. My matchup is also pretty big, but I mean, I'm already in, so I'm not necessarily too worried about where I'm at seed wise. I'm happy to be in, and that's where we're at. So, a few things came to light this past weekend when I was at the game night, annual game night over at EZ's house. There's some fans that were there listening to the podcast. I almost wanted to have an episode of the fans, but I told them to just give me some insider scoops of what they think needs to be dealt with and how they view our league. And for one, I did get a lot of positive feedback. A lot of people had some good things to say. A couple people had some bad things to say, but we won't really get into too much detail. I'm not going to blow your guys' ears off with outsider information, but there are some people out there that would like to have their opinions voiced, and they would also like to potentially maybe be on the waiting list for this league if somebody were to drop. But, you know, we'll leave that for another time as well. So there's a little snippet of what some fans had some feedback. They also think Eric's a bozo, big bozo, needs to right the ship a little bit. He's a little too willy-nilly. But, you know, They wish that they could get voted to get some votes on the ballot over here. Shout out to the committee as well for helping me out throughout all of this. It's hard to keep everything in line with being able to present something solid to Eric. But it's coming well, or coming along well, I should say. And I'm very excited. I mean, it's only going to make the league better. So the fans had a lot to say about it over the weekend. Good positive feedback, and I'm very excited. So I'm going to get to the next part of the segment, which is the predictions. And obviously, I was on the show with Ely hosting a few weeks ago, and I was already able to give my predictions, which, looking back at right now, currently, I have 3 of 6 people, well, from my locks before, that are currently in the playoffs. So, looking forward, I'm going to keep those 3. I got Duncan, Rydog, and myself. Now, this is where it came down to doing a little bit of research here. I did say Easy was the scariest team that I think is in the league. And C-Raj has had a very roller coaster season. He's been riding that high recently. And I hate to say it, but I think C-Raj is going to catch a thorn in his side this week. And EZ is going to be able to pull out a very hard-fought W to get to solidify his spot in the playoffs. C-Raj, don't be too upset, because I do have you still sliding in even with the loss due to points. That's because I'm going to go ahead and change one of mine from my prior. I'm going to take Igor out. I'm going to put Corey in. I'm sorry, Igor. You've had the ride of a lifetime, but it's just too little too late. I think there's going to be a crazy matchup happen this week, and we're going to see what's going down. There's my top 6. It's a little bit different than it was before, but that's because there's a little bit of different stuff that's been going down in the last few weeks, and I think the magic may have ran out. So that gets me to the 3 bottom feeders. That ain't going to change for me. KG, Brett / BB, / Sarko, Baylor Boys, # got you guys a t-shirt coming in for the party, # Baylor Boys. But you know, it is what it is. Not too much has changed on the predictions. Obviously, there's already 3 locks. I'm very excited to see how everything pans out this week. I know you guys are going to be watching intently. I'm going to be watching super intently. And now, I haven't been able to do much research on this, as I'm not the biggest gambler, but everybody, every week, gives me a lock of the week. And that reminds me, if you guys haven't done so, go give # I'm with Bozo a follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. Big shout out to my mans over in Italy for giving us the old few listens the last few weeks. I appreciate you. Reaching out to 4 countries now. That's what I'm talking about. And all the Advid Circus members out there that give us the listens and the views every week and ask questions and whatnot and text me and just give your input. I appreciate it so much. Everybody in this league does, except for like Brett and Sarko, obviously, because they apparently don't ever listen because they didn't even know they were on. But nonetheless, I appreciate everybody so much. And that leads me to the lock of the week, the rundown. So the lock of the week has been a very tough thing for the # I'm with Bozo crew to lock down. We had 1, 2, 3, 4 no's in a row, starting with Corey, Brett, and then Paul, and then Rydog. And then Mike took the Bengals -3. They hit. Blake, Miami, nope. KG, Detroit +3.5, nope. Easy money, took the Ravens -6, nope. Duncan took the Titans -2, nope. C-Raj, Again, Bengals, minus one. Yep, looks like there's a hot train there. Riding the Bengals in the lock of the week. I then took OSU against Michigan, minus eight. Oops. And then I actually didn't look. Eric took Philly, minus six, which did hit. I know they blew out whoever they played. And then the Chargers. KG took the Chargers last week against the Bengals. Is that what that was? Yes, it was. And they also hit. So we had back-to-back hashtag on with Bozo Locks hit. That is a first. Nice, boys. I actually had to look that up live, and hopefully I'm not wrong. I actually didn't look at Philly, but I only looked at San Diego because I knew Philly was winning by a bunch. So that leads me to getting to my lock of the week. Let's look at these Eagles things. Yeah, they won 33-18. Hey, lock of the week, baby. Lock it up. That's what's up. So my lock of the week, it's pretty hard. There's a lot of good matchups. I couldn't really hone in on one game that stood out to me as like, a clear cut, like take the spread. So I had to just kind of do what they do on Survivor when they don't know what to do. They don't change their votes, and they open up the bag, and they draw a rock. And somebody has a different colored rock than all the other ones. And then that means that person is voted off the island. But your boy G did not end up pulling that different colored rock because I think the lock of the year right here. Simply because it's at home. The team they're playing against has been struggling, especially on defense, even on offense. They have a very high-powered offense, but they haven't shown it. And I think this is the one no-brainer that I could find out of everything that I looked. I'm taking the Tampa Bay Bucks minus 3.5 against the Buffalo Bills. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. That is your hashtag. I'm with Bozo Lock of the Week. Now, what everybody really cares about, actually, I guess not, but is next week's episode. So it's finally going to be time for the playoffs to be here. I'm very excited to see how everything plays out this week and what everybody's seeds are going to be and where everybody, whoever gets in and whatnot. So kind of the way that we do things here is the first and second seeds get a bye, and then 3, 4, 5, and 6, they all play each other. I think it's 3 versus 6 and 4 versus 5. I'd have to get down to the analytics on it and check it out. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to have each matchup have an episode next week. So it'll be shorter, obviously, because we'll be talking about the season and everything and recapping everything, like da-da-da-da, we did everything we needed to get here. We're going to be talking playoffs. We're going to be talking matchups. We're going to be talking the meat and the potatoes of what it's going to take for these boys to hoist the hashtag I'm with Bozo League Championship Trophy. You heard it here. That is the name of this league. It ain't nothing else. So, I'm super excited. We will have, basically it'll be 4 people on, but each matchup will get their own segment. Nothing will be overlapping. It won't be 4 of us on at once talking over each other. It'll just be good old-fashioned Bozo fun. One and one, me and 2 others, and we will be getting down to the nitty gritty. So I know I can't call anybody out to be on next week, which I guess I don't even need to anymore because nobody's ever going to do it anyways. I'm just joking. I know everybody else would. But I know it could be, it ain't going to be Duncan because Duncan's got a bye. So we'll do, whoever gets the byes will be on the second week of the playoffs because then they will have a matchup, you know. So the two byes won't be on, and then we'll have 3, 4, 5, and 6 on, and it should be a very, very bozo-rific evening. I'm very excited for that. I appreciate you guys taking your time out of your evening to come out and hang out with me here in the circus tent just by myself, giving the recap. It's very fun for me, obviously, to kind of look at what everybody's done this year and what got them to be where they are. I kind of had a whole picture of how this would play out, and it worked out very well this year with, you know, everybody taking some time out to touch base with me and keep this thing rolling for me. It was a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep the playoffs ripping. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will see you next time.